show takes us on a journey from single life to a successful married life. It aims at educating, enlightening, and empowering you while rubbing minds with young and vibrant people just like you. Our foundation is taken from Ephesians 5:27, that it may present unto himself a glorious church without spot, no wrinkle, no any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Be part of this innovative, interesting, and informative program. The Spotless Show is all about you, your exact GPS to a successful relationship. Till then, I remain your host, Chalatiti Olukoya. Be spotless.
Oh yes, you're welcome once again to another edition on Speak Up. Speak Up is operating on the Spotless Show television. Oh yes, you're welcome powerfully in His wonderful presence. We'll be doing a series of programs and topics and discussions on how to propose. Oh yes, so many relationships are falling apart, and so many guys out there are afraid to propose. Father God, we ask, oh God, as we go into today, God, you direct us, you speak through us, that as many as need these words, Father, you meet them at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Today's topic is prayer points before you propose. Prayer points before what? You propose. The devil is against anything designed by God. For evidence of this, just take a look at the state of marriage in our world today. Oh my God, a lot of challenges here and there, canceling new couples, 1 year, 3 months, 4 months marriages, even 2 days marriages, is at the edge of breaking. Whether you are single, or you are waiting, engaged, or newly married, or you have been married for 1, 10, 20 years, 40 years, there are times when you have to take a stand against the enemy and intercede on your marriage, because the devil cannot have your marriage. So there is a need for us to be very, very careful and cautious of ourselves when the time for us to get engaged. So what are the prayer points that we need to pray before we get to propose to anyone? We'll take a short break right now. And after the short break, I will be right back with the first prayer point you need to take and consider before you propose. I'll invite Lara George on He Is Lord to give us a wonderful music. Thank you, Lara George.
Your Lord. Oh,
Clara George. You're welcome back to the Speak Up on the Spotless Show. We'll be talking about prayer points before you propose, prayer point to consider before you propose to anyone. It could be a man, it could be a woman, anyone can propose. So prayer point to consider before you propose to anyone. And if you are joining us newly, we have not gone far. We're just starting, and God will help us in Jesus. And if you look at John 10:10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life even more in abundance." And the reason why we are doing this is because God has come to give us light, life in abundance. And the life of God will be the one to speak for you at every point in time. If you look at Genesis 2:18, it says, "Then the Lord said," God said, "it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper who is right for him." And if you look at Proverbs 19:21, it says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." So the reason why we need to consider prayers before we propose is because we want the will of God to stand. We want the perfect will of God in our marriage, because it is a journey of no return. Marriage can make it to heaven, and marriage can make it to lose your salvation. So it's time for you to get set. And number one point today we're going to talk about is, or prayer point is, Father, keep this relationship pure and holy. Keep it pure and holy. What I'm about to enter into, let it be pure and let it be holy. Let it be something that you will love, something that God will cherish, something that God will be glorified in, something that God himself will want to dwell with us, want to be with us, want to play with us. A relationship that it will be heaven on heart. It will be pure, no sin attached, no sin glorified, no sin manifesting, in the name of Jesus. If you look at 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, it says, "For this is God's will." What is God's will? Your sanctification. And if you're praying according to the will of God, then God will be so happy to be involved in whatever you're doing. It says, "This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, so that each of you knows how to control his or her own body in sanctification and honor, not with lustful desires like the Gentiles who do not know God." We are Christians. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So anytime you're going into any kind of relationship or anything that you want to do, make sure that whatever you're doing must be holy, must be something that God himself will glorify himself in. So I welcome you into a new life, a new relationship, a new start for your future. And I believe that you are going to keep it holy. No kissing. Why should you kiss when you know that as you are kissing, the whole body is being erected, is being awakened from sleep? Then you don't need to kiss. Kiss is for the married. Wait for your time. Why should you take a girl to the bed when you know that this is not right for you at this point in time? Anything that will not make that marriage holy, pure, sanctified, you must abstain from it. So abstain from sexual immorality when you propose, as you propose in your courtship, in your relationship. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. So begin to pray and say, "Father, help me to keep this relationship pure and holy. As I propose, help me to keep it pure and holy. Let me not gratify selfish or sexual desire as from now on, in the name of Jesus." Oh, thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this prayer point. As you pray, God will answer you in the name of Jesus. We'll take a short break right now and we'll be back. And before we go, I invite Lara Judge to give us He is Good as we enjoy ourselves. Thank you.
He is bigger than the biggest bear. He is greater than the size of all. You wonder why we go all over praising this Jehovah. See, there's no one else. He is love.
Thank you, Larry Judge. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you are able to give us today, because Jehovah is Lord. Without God, there is no marriage. There is no relationship. The second point today is, Father, bless this relationship. Let it be a relationship that you will bless. A blessed relationship. The Bible says, I know the thoughts I have towards you, in Jeremiah 29:11, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So whenever you're praying, say, Father, bless this relationship, bless this union, let it be a blessed one. Everything you ever think about, you ever want about, you have been imagining from day one of your life, talk to God about it, that in this relationship, as I propose, God, let your blessing begin to spring forth. Let your blessing begin to be made manifest. He said, you'll be fruitful, you multiply, you replenish the earth, you have dominion, you subdue the earth. You know, begin to talk to God, whatever blessings you want. God, as I begin to propose, Bible says, either find a wife, find a good thing, and obtain favor from the Lord. So a wife is a favor. It's favor from God. You're going to pray that, God, let favor of God locate me. Let the favor of God begin to speak for me as I propose in this relationship. Let the favor of God avail for me as from this day henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Pray to God Almighty and you will see what God will do in this relationship. God is set to set you. God is set to fill you up with good things of life. God is self set to manifest himself in your life. And believe me, if you talk to God, you just talk to him, there's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that God cannot do. And God Almighty will manifest his greatness in your life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. As we pray, God will answer you in the name of Jesus. Now I invite Oyeka Oyewumi to give us from his song, Forever. Oyeka Oyewun, I invite you to give us the song Forever. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Second prayer point is, Father, let me not marry for beauty. It's a powerful prayer point. Father, let me not marry for beauty. Let me not marry for beauty. It's amazing these days that so many men are afraid to marry ladies these days, because what you see on the Facebook is different from what you see in real life. Oh my God. So let me not marry for beauty. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 verse 30, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Another one says in Proverbs 11 verse 22, it says, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring, oh my God, in a pig's snout. So, a prayer point, Father, please don't let me marry for beauty. Let me marry for love, for real, for everything that you have proposed for me. Pray that prayer point. Go to God Almighty. Ask God to help you not to marry for beauty, but let God prove himself faithful, that everything you need in a wife, every wife materials that you need in a wife, that God will give you in the name of Jesus. Talk to God Almighty. Let me not marry for beauty. Let me not marry for beauty. Oh, let me not marry for beauty. Everything, every quality, every desire I need in a woman, let it be in that woman in the name of Jesus. Talk to God Almighty. God is here to answer as I invite Sinat for Grateful Heart. Oh, my music is funny today. Don't worry. We'll be fine. We will be fine. Yeah. Pray, pray, pray to God Almighty. Let me marry for beauty. Everything you want me to have in a woman, reveal it to me. I welcome Sinat for with a grateful heart. Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry for today. So sorry for today. Sinash, where are you? Okay. Before you come back, let's go to the fourth prayer point for today. The fourth prayer point, it says, Father, if it is not your will, that's the powerful one. If it is not your will, don't let this courtship be broken. Mm-hmm. That is a powerful prayer point. And when I keep on telling young girls, they look at me as if I don't want them to get married. No, this is the best and the most powerful prayer you can ever pray for in any kind of relationship. You know, I think that is the best you can ever get. But God is saying, I have something better, something glorious, something more beautiful for you. So that is why we must pray this prayer, because we must not afford to make any costly mistake in our relationship. So God is looking for a perfect relationship. God is looking for a holy relationship. God is looking for a relationship that will bless the name of the Lord. A relationship that will make us to be fulfilled, that will make us to serve God, that will make us to reverence God, that will make us to understand the mind of God per minute, per second. This is a kind of thing that God expects from every one of us. So I welcome Intimate Moments with Gabriel Ifeazi, and I'll be right back.
Giving you thanks for all that you've done. As a living sacrifice, we've just come to give you an incense of worship. Here
Bow down
to your glory.
And to you. Oh yes, you Lord.
And you alone.
Here we are, Lord,
in your presence. Lord, we have come to worship you,
God.
We bow down
to you,
to your glory,
Lord,
and to you,
because this relationship must work. Father, if it's not your will, let this portion be broken. That should be our prayer point. You're welcome back to today's program on the Speak Up. We have been trying to look at prayer points to consider before you propose to anyone. And the first one we said was keep your courtship pure. And the second one, that God should bless the friendship. And the third one was that God let me not marry for beauty. And the fourth one we pray was that, Father, if it's not your will, don't let this courtship hold. Let it be broken. Let it be a broken courtship. And break it yourself. And the number five, which we are going on to today, is, Father, let it end in a glorious marriage. A marriage that will make it to heaven. A marriage that will make it to heaven, that will be heaven on earth. That is the one that we are praying for today. That is what we are asking for God for today. So that is a prayer point. Say, Father, let it end in a glorious marriage. If you look at Titus 1:6-9, says, one who is blameless, a husband of one marriage, having faithful children, not accused of wilderness of all rebellion, for an overseer as God's administrator, must be blameless, not arrogant, not hot-tempered, not addicted to wine, not a bully husband, not a greedy husband for money, but hospitable, a loving one, sensible, righteous, holy, self-controlled, holding to the faithful message as taught, so that he will be able to encourage with sound teaching and refuse those who contradict it. When you pray for a good man, a good woman, then it ends into a glorious marriage. Even if the storm comes, Jesus is already in the boat. He's going to calm the storm of your boat. And today, we end it on this edition and we say bye-bye today. Please keep on praying. Don't ever relent in prayer. Ask God to take over. Commit everything into the hands of God. Commit the woman or the man into the hands of God and ask God to take over. No longer your will. Let his will prevail in your life. Oh, let's look at Oruka with Sonny Nenji. Sonny Nenji with Oruka. You are welcome. Oruka Tidona, Diono Fremo, Oseni Tulia, Titilai, Oruka Tidona, Diono Fremo, Oseni Tulia, Titilai. It's in the Bible. You have found the harmony to the song that you sing. You can do anything you wanna. Come on. Oh, we are here, Father, for brother. So don't take her smile away. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. From today, your wedding day. Oh, I take the one up. It's your wedding day, be happy and rejoice. Whatever they say, today you made your choice. This is only one way, I want one. Oh Lord, Pharaoh, together you belong. So don't take a smile away. Only a narrow barrel. From today, your wedding day. Oh, Kati, don't wanna. You know the fair moon. Oh, send it to the Yahi, Titila. Oh, Kati, don't wanna. You know the fair moon. Oh, send it to the Yahi, Titila. God is your shepherd, you shall not want. He will lead you by the sea waters. There's always there, so don't be to fear. Ba 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 mommy, ba 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 daddy, ba 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 mommy. You want to be your husband, ba 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 daddy. Don't cry, baby girl, another woman. Oh yes, bye bye to every one of you. Bye.